through the computer feed. So if that's still the case, let me know that. Maybe what I can do is kind of shift over closer to the computer. I think that might be what the problem is. So let me know if that's still a problem. Just a couple of announcements before we start worship, and that is that we will try to have an evening worship today at 6:30. We're going to be broadcasting on WebEx, so let me know if you want to be part of that, and send me an email so that I can include your email. That's more of an interactive program. We'll do that from here in the sanctuary, again, it'll be more interactive. You can speak back to me. We've used that for prayer meeting. That'll be at 6:30. Let's see, a couple other announcements, and that's that we won't be having our normal soup, supper, and communion on Thursday night for obvious reasons. So we'll look forward to having a midweek service when all this is over and celebrating with the Lord's Supper at that time. We will have Easter Sunday next week, 7 a.m. service, as well as an 11 o'clock service. And I presume Matt will be doing Sunday school in the middle. All right. Well, Scott, what have you heard about volume? Do I need to step closer to the? Okay. We can make a quick adjustment by maybe pulling that pulpit from the back, or maybe just me standing closer. Well, let's move that pulpit then. We'll be right back. There we go. Hopefully that'll be a little bit better. Let's go ahead and worship the Lord together. I'm going to be reading as our call to worship from Psalm 90. Thank you, Rissa. Remember, Psalm 90 was one of the passages we looked at last week, thinking of the brevity of life, and that's one of the things that a plague can teach us, can remind us of, is the brevity of life. And so we press into the Lord and trust in Him. Psalm 90, verse 1. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, wherever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunity to come before you and worship, even though it is much more difficult to worship via the computer and in our own homes and trying to figure out webcasting equipment and so forth. We just want to honor and glorify you and participate in worship together before your holy throne of grace. Please meet with us now. You are the one who has been our dwelling place in all generations. As we saw 2 weeks ago from Psalm 91, those who abide in the Lord will dwell in the shadow of the Almighty. Lord, we want to dwell in your shadow. We want to press into you as your people. We do thank you that Jesus has taken our judgment upon himself. And so we do not need to fear your wrath. But instead, even when we suffer, we look to you for grace. We look to you to glorify your holy name. We ask, Lord, that you would meet with us during this time. We ask you also in the words that our Savior taught us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Is the volume any better?
Okay. Yes, you said it was better.
On the computer? Okay, great.
Yeah, but we're going to need that for recording the CD.
Okay. Let's, I'll put this microphone on while we begin to sing. Let's sing number 686 in the hymnal, O God, Our Help in Ages Past. 686.